I think this year, probably the 150-ish range, I would guess, between the different bands. Probably more with travel dates. But there was one point in the evolution of the band where it was me, Todd, and Rico in a 15-passenger van, and I think we were pushing 300-plus that year. It was ugly.
Three bands, a few side projects, and hundreds of shows a year. Somehow Derek Trucks fits family into that schedule, too. And this year added more to the list by not only making a new record, but a new studio. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Aside from his guitar god status and permanent spot in the Allman Brothers, Derek Trucks has spent six records and over a decade in his own musical outlet, the Derek Trucks Band. Different lineups led to different sounds over the years, but that matches the mission of the band and its platform where the blues finds a home with jazz, soul, and Middle Eastern influences. The band's latest album is called Already Free, and the inspired collection of covers and originals was recorded at the home studio of Trucks and wife Susan Tedeschi. It made for a different experience for the Road Warriors, who stepped off the tour bus at FUV for an interview with host Claudia Marshall.
So much of what you do depends on live performance. What kind of challenges does that set up when you do step into a studio to make a recording?
Well, you know, I think with our last record, with Songlines, working with Jay Joyce really opened the door for me, and I think as a band, it made us realize that we could use the studio as a completely different landscape, completely different palette. We didn't have to rely on everyone playing at the same time and making the emotion happen immediately. You can build it. You can think a few steps ahead, or you can just lay down a great bass and just see where it goes. And it was just a complete laboratory. And you know everybody well enough where you're not worried about throwing out ideas that might sink. So this time in the studio, we just went into it with zero pressure, no expectations, and it just started flowing. You know, we were writing and recording and mixing a song a day for a good 2 or 3 weeks.
Now don't you try and move me, you're just gonna lose. There's a crash on the levee, why will your bill refuse? See, it's sugar for sugar, salt for salt. If you go down in the flood, it's gone.
If it's your choice of material, I'm sure that's part of it. I put on a record like Already Free, and I get such a positive vibe from this band. Do you agree with that? And is that something that is intentional?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of the beauty of what we do being lifers, like everyone knows that this is what we're doing, whether it's this incarnation or in some way, shape, or form, we're going to be rolling down the road and gigging. And, you know, I get that feeling when I see someone like B.B. King, or I see someone where there's no conflict of what they're supposed to be doing. They're just doing what they do. I think you feel that in the playing. I think you feel the mission. You feel the sense of purpose. You feel the sense of, I don't know if it's good, but this is what it is. So you're not trying to sell anybody anything. You're just doing what you do. So I think as a band, we're starting to tap into that, where we're not fighting it anymore. We're just jumping on the bus and doing it, or jumping in the studio and doing it.
Was there a time when you did feel like it was a struggle, it was a fight?
Well, I mean, everybody goes through that. I think there's a time where you question, is this the music we should be playing? Is this going to work? Is this, you know, the group? You know, you go through that. But I think the band is at a place now where inertia, the momentum of the group is starting to just do its thing.
Back in my mind to find sweet, sweet inspiration.
Live music from the Derek Trucks Band and their version of Sweet Inspiration, recorded at FUV. It's just one of many exclusive interviews and performances you'll find online at WFUV.org.